so excited. I am absolutely thrilled to be here. Sorry that I was not here last week. I apologize, but I'm here this week and we have a very, very exciting, unbelievably exciting fun show today. Are you guys ready? We got a live caller. We got a guided meditation. I have talks about talking to Bruce Lee's spirit. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about, oh yeah, and by the way, I found 3 CDs, okay? Spirit, right after I got off the show last night, last time I was here, right after I got off the show, I found an Art Garfunkel CD, a Mozart, and a band called Sleep at the Wheel. Okay, isn't this like nuts? So I was just like, all right, well, I know what music, my playlist. I'm telling you, Spirit just gives me my playlist every week. I don't even have to do anything. It's just the most effortless thing. This is going to be so exciting, and I cannot wait to do this. Oh my God. This is a two hours. Stay tuned. We got a caller that's going to call in. I'm really excited for this. Really excited for his energy. He's called into the Boston meeting before, so we're going to see. He's called in once before, so on a Halloween special. So I always love having him. And so we are going to continue with our, so right now coming up, right now. This is Mozart, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. I'm going to leave you a little bit of this tune and this melody to kind of get into the beat, kind of get into your brain waves and your frequencies, really charging. And I want you to really get into it before we start our guided meditation. So I think this is perfect. This is a perfect song and a perfect way to get into this right now. So I'm going to leave you with this before we come to our guided meditation. Please stay tuned. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. And this is Paranormal Playground Sounds. Thank you. Medium, we are back. We are back in action. I'm really excited and I'm really just feeling spirit and the love of spirit, and I cannot wait. I can't wait for this. Can you wait? We're inviting spirit, and so we're gonna start our guided, beautiful meditation. Oh, it just feels so good to take a breather, take a moment. Stuff's been hectic in the air, stuff's been hectic everywhere, but when we come back, we remember the beautiful beauty of life and the infinite spirit. All right, so what you're gonna do is you're gonna get nice and comfortable. Just get nice, comfortable, and relaxed. Sit here and breathe 1 second. To make an intention to be grounded and to be centered right here. We're gonna go to our root chakras of our feet right now. We're gonna put all our attention and all our focus on our feet right now. Breathing in and breathing out. To just be. Imagine all the beauty, all the love, all the warmth, all the joy, all the good feelings surrounding you right now. This is a time where we get to take away any anxieties, any fears, any worries, and any stress that we may have picked up through the week. And we're just gonna have a nice big inhale and exhale, and we're just going to make an intention and ask Spirit to bring us to calm, bring us to grounded, and bring us to lightness and playfulness and joyful. Oh, that's nice. Breathe in and out. As we feel connected, we understand that now we are in the presence of Spirit and our angels. We are away from the ego and identity, and we have now come into contact in one with pure being. As we feel love radiating all around us, we feel unconditional love flying all around us. Right now, you see all your angels coming to your side, coming to your rescue at this moment. And as they come to your rescue, they've come with a sponge and a bucket of water, and they've come to clean you. Vision and imagine yourself in a beautiful crystal cave. The beautiful crystal cave is filled with amethyst, citrine, rose quartz, tourmaline, all your favorite stones and sacredness. Now, as all of your crystals in this big crystal cave, and you see as a nice big river flowing and a waterfall, you're in and under this waterfall in this crystal cave, and you're washing and cleansing yourself. You're washing and cleansing yourself, and all your spirits and all your angels are supporting and guiding you. All of your angels and all of your spirits are supporting and guiding you and cleansing you. See how they take the sponge and the bucket of crystal water? See, they run the bucket of water into the river. That river is filled with crystal magic. And they pour it on top of you, and you are cleansed and cleared. You see all the smiles on their faces. You can see all of your loved ones come here to just give you love, hugs, kisses, and cleansing. Breathe in, breathe out. Inhale and exhale. As they are washing and cleansing you, you see all of your chakras lighting up on your body, from your feet all the way to your head. This is the sign that you are recharged, rejuvenated, and healed from anything that you've gone through throughout the week. Feel that healing love and vibration just lift you and you get up. You feel lifted. You feel your vibration just raise and shoot up to the roof. And all of a sudden, you see a big smile come across your face. You feel the love of Spirit, and you feel safe. You feel loved and safe. Spirit tells you that you have more angels supporting you and coming in for you. See, this abundance of love is never ending. This abundance of love is infinite. And it will always be here with you. There's a little rowboat that comes into the crystal cave, into the beautiful water. Imagine the movie Willy Wonka when they were floating in the chocolate river with the Oompa Loompas and Willy and Charlie. But this time, when we're floating in the crystal water and in the cave, lights up with lights of all the chakras. We get into the rowboat. Your angel sends you off and we go down the stream. The cave is not dark, but it is light and lit up, so bright, so wonderful. Oh, every light that comes out of the crystal is healing. It's healing in this moment. Take a nice deep inhale, inhale out, and exhale. Inhale and exhale. Come into contact with your breathing. Come into contact with your breathing. Come into contact with the light. Come into contact with all that is good and all that is emanating here on the magnificent journey in the crystal cave. You can feel yourself down the stream. Remember, the cave is not dark. The cave is light. The cave is lit up with all the chakras, all the crystals, all your favorite crystals are in this cave. Picture and imagine the crystals are covered in this cave. The ceilings, the walls, the river, everything is lit up to heal you. And as we're flowing in this river, in this rowboat, we put our hands in the crystal water and we taste the water, and it tastes like the most beautiful, sweet nectar of flower and sweets and candy. It's so sweet and nourishing to the soul. As you drink this beautiful crystal water, you can feel yourself healing. You can feel everything coming into fruition. All of your love, all of your joy, all of your spirit team is here to help assist you and restore you to a perfect new. Take a nice deep inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. And as we go down this river, we notice, we see more of our loved ones cheering us on as we are floating down this river in this beautiful crystal cave, in this beautiful boat. You can see all of your loved ones. Who are all of your loved ones who have passed? See all of their faces. See all of their faces light up and cheer you on. Because right now in this moment, you are immortal. Right now in this moment, there has never been a beginning and there has never been an end. Right now in this moment, you are free. You have so much power and you are pure love. That is the ultimate truth about the presence of right now. And when we join forces with spirit, understand what is happening. You are being introduced to a miracle, and that miracle is you. You are this miracle. You are this magic, and you have the power to create anything you want. See all the cheering. See all the love. This is all just for you right now in this moment. Inhale in. Exhale. Inhale in, exhale, inhale, and exhale. As we get to the end of our destination in this river, we come out of the boat. There goes the doorway out of the cave. As we get out of the boat and we walk through the doorway, we don't say goodbye to our loved ones and our angels. We say, How do you do? Because now they're with us. Through this presence, they're here with us. We open the door to the cave and we come outside into planet Earth. And we can walk the earth plane knowing what a difference we've made, what a difference we are, and what light we are. We are the ultimate light that never fails. We are the ultimate light that gives strength, inspiration, love, joy, and peace to everybody. Feel how good it feels to be alive. When you are ready, you can give a nice big smile and open up your eyes and know that the love of spirit is here with you. Know that today you are protected. You are protected by angels, and knowing that all is well, but most of all, knowing that you have the power to impact someone's day in the most positive way. So carry that with you always. Carry that with you today. And I wish you the most beautiful day. Tune in and stay tuned in. We have a caller coming in very shortly. We have some awesome music. We've got some magical things going on here on Paranormal Playground Sounds on WMFO 91.5 FM. Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is the Boston Medium on Paranormal Playground Sounds. I'll see you later, Facebook Live. So stay tuned. We got a caller coming in shortly, and we got some music from, yes, Art Garfunkel. Okay. His name's Art Garfunkel, by the way. Art Garfunkel. Yes. I said it right, actually. Disney Girl. We got the instrumental from Kill Bill, the Granduel. Little Richard coming up. Some UB40. Chuck Berry. This is Paranormal Playground Sounds. Love you all. Stay tuned.
Summer days on old Cape Cod. spent the nights with dreams of you. The warmth I missed for the things I wished are coming true. I got my love to give and a place to live. Yes, I'm gonna stay. It'd be a peaceful life with a forever wife and a kid someday. It's early night.
Hello, it is the Boston Medium here with your hourly PSA, Alternative Scouting PSA. The Baden-Powell Service Association is an alternative national scouting organization that is looking to expand in the New England region. The BPSA's traditional scouting program scouting program focuses on learning outdoor skills and community service. If you're interested in learning more about this co-educational exclusive program, more information and resources about joining or starting a new group in your area can be found at www.bpsaus.org or by calling 636-542-8855. Hello, hello, hello. We're here right now on air with a caller. So this is Paranormal Playground Sounds right here on WMFO. Hello, Chris.
Hey.
Hi, how are you?
I'm all right, yourself?
I'm great. What's good? I'm sorry.
How's everything been?
Everything is great. The things are magical. I'm so glad that you were able to meet me here on my radio show.
Yes, this is a fact.
This is amazing. So how is everything?
Up and down, up and down. Career-wise is good, and there's a lot of other things going on, so it's up and down.
Yes, I hear you. Okay. Let's do this. Let's call upon spirit right now. Let's see.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay, awesome. Okay. Infinite spirit right now in this moment. Anyone here for Chris? Anyone who's coming in, please step forward. Immediately, okay, I'm getting a elderly, like, woman vibration. It's possible this could be a grandmother vibration. So right now I'm feeling like there may have been complications with the heart or complications with breathing, because I'm having a little trouble catching my breath and a little trouble, like, sometimes I'm trying to talk, and then sometimes I get a little overwhelmed and a little exhausted. So I'm feeling like towards the end she had a hard time breathing, whatever was going on, the complications, because it does feel like respiratory issues, and I am feeling like being hospitalized and having to have like a machine for some support. So, and I'm feel, and so as I come into her energy, she's very, I'm feeling like a smaller and petite in terms of like leaner. She got a lot leaner towards the end. Yeah, I'm feeling like there was a heavy sickness going on with her. So she was sick for a little bit before she passed, because I am feeling like she got skinny. She had trouble breathing. There was a lot of complications going on. I am seeing, she is showing me like a little bit of like the salt and pepper hair. So I do feel like there was some, you could see visibly there's gray going on in her hair. I feel like it's possible she could have wore reading glasses at some point at the end. I am seeing some glasses. I felt like, I don't know if her hair was, I feel like her hair, so I'm seeing her hair two different positions. Like I'm seeing she had, at one point she had like a head full hair, and then at one point it was kind of boy cut short at some point. I'm seeing and as I'm seeing her personality, she's very, very like strong authority in the house, very authoritative, someone people really respected. She really had that energy where you just respected her immediately. She was just very like, almost kind of like drill sergeant, but not so rigid and not so stern, but in a way where she needed to be to raise her kids and raise her family and really be the example of a leader and a provider and just someone who people could take after and follow and learn from. So she was very, she believed it was really important to be a role model and example for her kids and for her children and grandchildren and her generation. She feeling this is really strong. I'm seeing now as she's coming in, I'm seeing how she's dressed. She's got like, she's very, very laid back. Very laid back. I'm almost feeling kind of, it's possible she could have been, had like a tomboyish kind of energy, because she was very, like the way she dressed was just very, very laid back. She liked to be comfortable. I'm just seeing like a simple, like a sports sweater and like, you know, some pants. And it was very, very informal. And she just loved to just kick back and just be very laid back. And so she had this good balance of being laid back, but a good balance of being like, you know, strict and organized and rule orientated, and she combined both of those very well. I'm seeing someone, I don't know what this is, but she is showing me trophies. I don't know if this is a room, but I'm seeing like a room, and she's showing me like trophies, and she's seeing, and it's possible this could have been like something she's proud of, like with her kids, or she kept her kids' awards or her trophies and hung them up. She, whenever anybody did anything, like her kids, anybody who did anything, accomplished any little thing, she would hang it up and make it seem like it was just And because it was, and she needed people to, she wanted people to know, even though these awards may seem little, or what you did seemed little, or you achieved this and it may seem little to you, she needed you to know that it is a huge, big, it is a big deal, and it's a huge accomplishment. And so that's why she hung them up, and that's why it was very important to tell her kids every little thing that they were doing was very, very important, even though it didn't seem like that, or society made it seem like it wasn't important. So she really stressed upon that, because she believed that gave confidence, and it did. She believed in installing confidence into people's hearts, into their minds. And is this somebody who's familiar?
I mean, it kind of explains my grandmother, but she's still here.
Okay. Okay.
It does, but it's not a person that's related to me also.
That's okay. They don't have to be related, as long as you know them.
Yeah, I don't know them very well.
It doesn't matter if you've come into contact or whatever. Is this making sense to their description?
Yes.
Okay, who is this person?
I believe so. My daughter that I have raised, that when I called you last time until you passed away, she's my stepdaughter. That was pretty much my daughter. Her grandmother.
Okay.
On her father's side, which is kind of crazy, because I just spoke to her son, my daughter's son, my daughter's actual father.
Wow. Wow. So, hey, there you go. There's no coincidences. So, yeah, even if you didn't know them really well, it's still, you know, that you, like you just said, you just talked to them, and that's all related, and it's all, you know, relevant. So does that, right. So this makes sense?
Yeah, I had to catch it for a second. Either that, or I didn't get to know my grandmother very well from my mother's side.
Okay.
Either that or her.
Okay.
But, you know, she passed away in the hospital. She was on dialysis. She had diabetes.
Wow.
She passed away when I was 10. My mother got custody of me and my brother. And 2 days later, or even 2 days before, she passed away.
Okay. Okay. So you're kind of thinking like, oh, it's possible it could be her, but I didn't really know her that well, too.
Right. And she okay. I don't think she had... When she went to the hospital, she passed away and stuff, but she didn't have any problems. There was something was wrong with about practice. She was only supposed to go there to do her regular routine.
Yeah.
She didn't make it.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, again, you can ask the description, but it seems like, you know, even though this person, the other person you were talking about, you said this was your stepdaughter's grandmother?
They both look alike.
Okay.
They both look alike, which is really weird.
Awesome. Okay. Well, hey. Seems like it came through. Okay, let's see what the message that's going on right now for you. Okay, one very important thing that is coming in, and it was really, and it had to do with what I was talking about the energy of seeing the accomplishments and realizing what a big deal they are. They're talking about right now, you need to really start focusing. Your focus is really, really like it's, you're having a hard time focusing, which is causing you a lot of distress, and it's causing you to kind of lose focus of your goal and lose focus of kind of what your purpose is. So they're trying to tell you right now that you have accomplished a lot. They want you to look at the things that you've done and the things that you're doing and focus and zero in on that. Right now, you're too concentrated on other things, and it's very, you know, it's understandable. It's not like, okay, you've gone through a lot. So it's not like, you know, you need to toughen up and stop doing, you know, it's just a friendly reminder to let you know that you've already come so far that right now, don't lose focus and don't get off your track, because it's almost like you can't see how far of the race that it's almost like, so it's like life is always, there's always going to be a finish until we pass on the finish. That's like the finish line. But not thinking about it in that way, but thinking about you are so far ahead of where you started that you need, it's just something that you can't see. We need to tell you right now that you're already so far ahead of the game. All you need to do is start focusing. What it is, they're really trying to tell you, it's your focus that's creating a lot of distress right now. Do you understanding what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, good. They're telling you you have the tools in your hand. You're just not using it. You've got the key to the door. You're just not opening it, is basically what they're saying. Okay. They're talking about right now your focus and the things you're attracting. It's possible that it's like creating some things that you don't want in your life, and there's things around you that you need to start clearing. You need to start letting go of, is what they're saying. They're saying what's going on right now, why things aren't really the way that you want them to be or the kind of ideal way, is because you're not letting go of your old self. You've got to be able to just say, okay, goodbye old, you know, goodbye old Chris. It's time to move on, and it's time to move on from, you know, the mourning and the passing, because right now is the time to utilize and understand eternal life and utilize spirit and utilize what you're starting to learn about the spirit world, because right now you're kind of just getting stuck in this sadness. I'm feeling right now is what they're telling me. There's this strong sadness, and it has to do with not letting go. So the areas of your life right now that you need to start focusing on is letting go, and then focusing on your goals and what and all the things you've accomplished, and you're gonna start seeing things change, is what they're saying. Is this making sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. So now she's telling me you have a very, very important role in this world, but you cannot be that person or do what you're supposed to do if you're stuck in this rut and you're stuck in this place. You have a very important place here. They need you to understand this. They need you to understand you came to this world to heal other people. You came to this world to inspire other people. You came to this world to make a difference and make an impact. It is so strong in you, but you're not really seeing this. They're telling you you're not seeing your potential. You're not seeing your magnificence. You are not seeing how magical you are and how powerful.
I haven't been using it.
That's the thing. If you're not using it, that means you're not seeing it. That's the issue. If you knew that, you'd be using it. But there's something going on where you have these blocks where you start doing things, and then something's coming in, and then you just don't do it. So what's going on right now is, I know, I believe you. I know you know. I know your higher self always knows this, and I know you know this.
Right. I've felt it. I'm like 14 years old. I'm 33.
Yes. And so it's time to really actually put that in action. It's time to really start. And where you meet with it, see, we can, is where if they're telling me about self-love. You've got to get to this point where you are the priority. You're not making yourself priority. You're making other people priority. You're constantly making other things priority. And they're saying you have to start putting yourself first. It's okay. They're telling you it's okay to be selfish. It's okay for right now, because you can't heal unless you're able to get into that state of being selfish. And after you get into that place of being selfish and taking care of yourself, you are strong enough to go help other people, but the way that you are supposed to, the way that magnificent self is supposed to. Now, yeah, they're showing there's things that's not really matching your frequency. You have a lot of things inside of you that's very unique. It's very, you know, original. It's very one of a kind. But you are a strong individual. But there's a lot of things. They're showing you a lot of things around you that are not complementing that, or that is not resonating and not seeing that. They need you to start being around energy that's seeing that. because that's what they're saying is like the hurdle and the block is what's coming in. You don't have as much. I'm feeling like there are some energies that definitely are really good around you right now that you can bounce the stuff back on. And there's not any, and not saying there's any bad or negative. There's no bad or negative energies, just energies that aren't basically compatible, energies that aren't evolving where you're supposed to evolve. You really need to, this is the thing. Nothing is going to change. What they're saying is nothing is going to change until you make the efforts to let go. Now, I wanted to ask you, do you know what I'm talking about when I'm telling you you need to let go of certain things?
All the way.
Okay. And they're saying nothing is really going to change, no changes. You're still going to kind of feel the same if you don't make the drastic decision to let go, because it looks almost like quicksand and things are holding you back. Okay, let's see what else she's saying.
Well,
sorry, I'm just Just stay with me. I'm seeing what she's saying. I want to make sure that I'm telling you exactly, you know.
No problem.
Okay, they're saying I feel like something around education is calling you, or possible schooling. Nothing that's too like crazy, like degree or masters, that you could do that if you want, but there's something about higher education that's coming in. Do you know what I'm talking about? Is this making sense? What is this?
Yes. I mean, right now I'm in the music business.
Okay.
I just stepped into it about 2 years ago.
Okay.
Three. And, I don't have the education of music. I know what I have a passion of, and I know what I can do, and I know that I'm unique and I can do certain things in the music industry. I'm just not, I don't have the knowledge of the music industry.
Okay. So you do radio, right?
I was doing radio at one point, but I do bring in artists for radio.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, I remember you were saying you did something around. So you bring in artists for a radio. Have you ever been behind engineering, being a host and doing things like that as a radio host?
Yes, I've been the host, yeah.
Okay.
That's one of the things that I want to get back into.
Okay. So guess what? Guess what, Chris? They're showing that is your golden portal right now. That fits you. So communications is calling you. But what they're talking about is talking about the things that come from your heart. You see what I'm doing here? It's like you have this whole world you want to bring to life, but it has to do with helping people. And it has to do with...
I've been talking about putting together a podcast or like a radio show for fathers.
Yes. So, okay. And I remember you were telling me about this in the last reading. So... yes. So these are the things that are going on. All of the magic and all of the changes are going to start happening when you start focusing on these things, when you start putting your focus on your vision and what you want to do and letting go of the other distractions because they're not serving you. And so they're just showing you I saw something about going to possibly schooling for broadcasting or possibly schooling for in that area, because they were talking about like that higher education, but something with communications in school is what I'm seeing, is what they're trying to direct you to, because you would be perfect at it. Producing, hosting, engineering, all of it.
All of that. I put it all together. That's me.
Yes. And so they're saying if you really want more of that education, you can go to school for that. You really can. And they're just like, don't think about how. Don't think about universe and spirit are here for you. They will find a way for you. The only thing you've got to know, you have to do, is put that desire out to do this. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I got what you're saying.
Okay. See what's going. What else is coming? Okay, one important thing, the message they want me to tell you. is they want you to be careful with what you're, the things you're putting out into the universe and the things you're focusing on, because it's creating what you don't want. Spirit's telling me that you have a lot of thoughts, and sometimes in your conversations, you'll tell people, oh, it's not working out, things aren't good, this is bad, oh no, that's gonna happen, disaster, this. And so they're saying, guess what? You're creating that every time you talk about how bad something is or how things aren't working out. Even if right now in this moment, you're not feeling, you don't feel good, you're feeling the depression, it's going to make a difference if you just start telling people, wow, not faking how you feel, but zeroing in, like this is again the focus on the good things. So they need you to start focusing on all the good things and making those more of the center of your conversation, center of your attention, because you're going to get more of that. They're talking about law of attraction. They're saying be careful with what you're putting out, because it's going to come back. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Well, I remember. So when I was talking, you were like, "Oh my God!" You had some kind of expression. What was that about?
Just now.
When I began telling you about this.
I started crying.
Oh, what? Because it was resonating.
And I've had so many people in the last 2 weeks, and even myself, tell me to stop saying certain things, and talking about the law of attraction lately. Kind of funny when somebody just sent me the link for the book, and I was like, "Oh, I'm getting into that, but I'm not really studying it. I just believe, you know, like details." And then again, I still say negative things out of my mouth.
Yeah,
and the things that I'm saying right now are more than what's going on with my friend. I'm probably just talking a more positive life, so I'm afraid.
And And so they're telling you that healing is there for you, and that healing will come when you start seeing that the good and the positive and the sunny side. And they're like, we promise you, it's a promise, Chris. This isn't gonna be some kind of, this isn't like, okay, yeah, start doing some magical positive thinking and yeah, it might get better. No, it's going to get better. That positivity is going to save your life. It is going to bring everything that you need into your world. Start talking things into reality is what they're saying. It's there for you, because everyone, and that's the thing, a lot of people do see. A lot of people from the outside look, seeing you and your life, they do see the potential. And you have a lot of people who are wishing you well. You have a lot of people rooting for you, a lot of people praying for you, a lot of people who do want you to succeed. They want you to step into that place. They love you. Not only does spirit and your little girl in the spirit world love you, you have family and friends here who love you very, very much, because they not only, you know, everyone sees it inside of you, everybody. There's so much love for you. And think about the love, feel the love, and fall into the love. And again the message that's coming in is I feel a voice that's coming in, and it's saying like, daddy, and it's and just somebody who's, I see like your little girl patting you on the back and patting you on your head, and she's smiling at you, and she's saying, don't cry, daddy, it's okay. She's saying, we got you, we're here for you, you're gonna be okay. She's like, I see this big smile, and she's like, everything's gonna be okay. And she's like, you're gonna see. She's like, you're gonna see for yourself what I'm talking about. And she's saying, when you're over this and when you get through this rut, you're gonna be able to communicate with her better. You're gonna be able to feel her presence. The only reason why you're having trouble feeling her presence is because guess what? these negative feelings, they keep you from seeing angels. They keep you from seeing spirit. They keep you from feeling good. When you start getting into that higher vibration, you're going to start feeling the presence, and you're going to start knowing you have that ability. I'm seeing this in you. You have that healing. You have a psychic ability. You have the ability to see. It's just being blocked right now. That's all. And so to step into that, the positive way is to go. You are just in a healing process, and they're just saying to you, you are the creator of your world. You have to create what it is that you want. And I'm telling you, have you ever watched the movie The Secret?
No.
Okay. So they're telling you right now, you need to watch the movie The Secret and read the book. About the laws of attraction, because if you the secret, the movie, it is very simple. It's going to change your life. Basically, I would watch it over and over and over, and everything's gonna click and make sense, and you're gonna be like, oh, it all makes sense now. I get it. Go see that movie, The Secret, and continue to read the book. Everybody who's telling you, they know what they're talking about, and that's why they're telling you to do it. So this is all confirmation.
Yeah, it is again.
So crazy. Yes. Keep going at it. This is what life's about.